Welcome to episode 646 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. After 4 days exploring Jesus in the book of Exodus, we turn today to Jesus in the book of Leviticus as we continue our series, Jesus in Every Book of the Bible. The book of Leviticus, although often overlooked or deemed irrelevant by some, contains valuable lessons and foreshadowings that point to the person and work of Jesus. Today, we will explore the significance of Jesus as our high priest, drawing inspiration from this book. The priesthood in Leviticus. At Mount Sinai, God gave Moses detailed instructions regarding the construction of the tabernacle, which was to be a portable sanctuary where God's presence would dwell among the Israelites. As part of these instructions, God also provided guidelines for the consecration and duties of the priesthood. This included the design and construction of the priestly garments, the anointing oil, and the consecration rituals. Aaron, the brother of Moses, belonged to the tribe of Levi. The tribe of Levi was one of the 12 tribes of Israel, and they were set apart for the service of God in the tabernacle and later in the temple. Within the tribe of Levi, the family of Aaron was specifically chosen by God to serve as the hereditary line of priests, known as the Aaronic priesthood or the Levitical priesthood. Aaron was appointed as the first high priest, and his descendants continued in the priestly role throughout generations. The name Leviticus is derived from the Greek word Levitikon, which means pertaining to the Levites. The Greek term was used in the Septuagint, the Greek translation of the Hebrew Scriptures, to designate the third book of the Pentateuch, which is known as Vayikra in Hebrew. The Hebrew name Vayikra means "and he called," which is the opening phrase of the book in the original Hebrew text. However, in Jewish tradition, the books of the Torah, the first 5 books of the Bible, including Leviticus, are often referred to by their opening words or key themes rather than by the Greek-derived names commonly used in English translations. Leviticus extensively outlines the responsibilities and rituals of the Levitical priesthood. The priests were mediators between the people and God, performing sacrifices and maintaining the sanctity of the tabernacle. Their role was to intercede for the people, representing them before the Lord. The imperfection of the Levitical priesthood. While the Levitical priests faithfully carried out their duties, they were imperfect and required continuous sacrifices for their own sins. The book of Hebrews addresses this limitation, stating that a better priesthood was needed, one that would bring true redemption and reconciliation with God. Jesus, as the perfect high priest, Jesus, the Son of God, is revealed as the perfect high priest who surpasses the Levitical priesthood. In Hebrews 4 verses 14 to 16, we read that Jesus, having passed through the heavens, understands our weaknesses and sympathizes with our struggles. He is the compassionate high priest who invites us to approach the throne of grace with confidence, knowing that we will find mercy and grace to help us in our time of need. The sacrificial lamb. In Leviticus, the sacrifices served as temporary atonement for sin. However, they could not provide a permanent solution. Jesus, as the Lamb of God, offered himself as the ultimate sacrifice, shedding his blood to cleanse us from all sin. Through his sacrifice, we are redeemed and set free from the bondage of sin. The Day of Atonement described in Leviticus 16 holds deep significance. On this day, the high priest entered the Holy of Holies, sprinkling blood on the mercy seat to make atonement for the sins of the people. This foreshadowed Jesus' work on the cross, where he entered the heavenly Holy of Holies, making the perfect atonement for our sins. Jesus, our advocate. Just as the high priest interceded for the people, Jesus serves as our advocate before the Father. In 1 John 2 verse 1, we are reminded that if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. He not only provided the sacrifice but also continually intercedes for us, pleading our case and securing our forgiveness. The Holy Priesthood. In Leviticus 19 verse 2, God commands the Israelites to be holy in the same way that he is holy. In Christ, we are now part of a holy priesthood, called to live lives of holiness and righteousness. As priests, we are called to intercede for others, sharing the good news of salvation and pointing them to Jesus, the ultimate high priest. Access to God. Through Jesus' priesthood, we now have direct access to God. The book of Hebrews assures us that we can boldly approach God's throne. We no longer need intermediaries or rituals, we can come before God with confidence, assured of His love, mercy, and grace. Our great high priest forever. The Levitical priesthood was limited by mortality. Priests would eventually die, and new priests would take their place. However, Jesus, our high priest, conquered death and lives forever. He continues to intercede for us, guiding and sustaining us by His Spirit. He is unchanging and faithful in His priestly ministry. We can find comfort and assurance in knowing that Jesus, our great high priest, will never leave us nor forsake us. Drawing near to God. The book of Leviticus emphasizes the importance of being in a right relationship with God. Through Jesus, we are not only called to draw near to God but empowered to do so. As our high priest, He has torn the veil that separated us from God's presence, inviting us to come boldly into His presence, worshiping Him in spirit and truth. Cleansing and sanctification. Leviticus highlights the need for cleansing and sanctification. The Levitical priests underwent rituals of purification to approach the holiness of God. Similarly, through Jesus' work, we are cleansed and sanctified by His blood. He washes away our sins, transforms our lives, and sets us apart for His purposes. The ministry of reconciliation. In Leviticus, the priests were mediators, reconciling the people to God through sacrifices. Jesus, as our high priest, has reconciled us to God once and for all. Through His sacrifice, He has made a way for us to be restored to a right relationship with the Father, bringing reconciliation not only between us and God but also among humanity. Continual intercession. The Levitical priests offered sacrifices regularly on behalf of the people. Likewise, Jesus intercedes for us continually. Romans 8 verse 34 assures us that Christ Jesus is at the right hand of God, interceding for us. He understands our struggles, weaknesses, and temptations, and He presents our needs before the Father, offering His perfect prayers on our behalf. Embracing our identity. As believers, we are called to embrace our identity as a holy priesthood. We have the privilege and responsibility of representing God to the world. Just as the Levitical priests were consecrated and set apart, we are called to live lives that reflect the character of our high priest, Jesus Christ. We are called to love and serve others, showing His compassion, grace, and mercy. The book of Leviticus may seem distant or challenging to comprehend, but it holds significant insights into the person and work of Jesus as our high priest. Through Him, we have access to God, forgiveness of sins, and the assurance of His continual intercession. Father, we are grateful for the revelations found in the book of Leviticus, pointing us to Jesus, our high priest. May we live in the reality of His priesthood, continually relying on His intercession and grace. Thank You for the gift of salvation through Him. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.